It's the people power. Here we go again. The people are sick and tired of being ignored, and they're not being listened to. And when you have that type of a situation, it's the people power that standing up and speaking out is, I think, what's going to prevail at the end of the day. I think the government has got to see common sense. They have got to be able to speak to the people that are in Dublin. It's not just the Irish hauliers and the certain few that they choose to talk to, but they've got to talk to those who have organised the protests in Dublin as well.
Yeah, but who
And that
are
goes
they, though?
without
You see,
saying.
we don't know who they are per se. I don't think
Oh,
there is
they've put
any.
themselves forward.
Yes, but
They've put themselves forward. So
I don't think
if
there's
they
any
speak to those
individual.
people,
Yeah, but I don't believe there's any individual that you could say represents the people that are blocking the M50 or the people that are blocking the ports as such. It's someone who owns a Facebook group. I don't, you know, that's the
well, there's
thing.
two people, there's two men has put themselves forward, and they are the spokespeople for the protest. So they've made themselves very clear, and they've made themselves known. And if they are talked to, if they are approached, they know that they will be able to make a phone call and everything will settle
Right,
down.
okay.
But
Well,
they
just in
can't be
relation,
ignored. That's the
just
main
in,
thing.
of course not, but just in relation to that, do you believe there are two people that if they come out of a meeting with the government and said, right, they've committed to review this in the next week, we're calling this off, that the streets would clear? I don't believe there's that level of control of it. And that's not a negative thing, but I don't think people are going to stop and.
I think to be honest, Greg, that there has to be there is leeway there, and I think that the people understand that if the people who are at the top, who are willing to negotiate with the government and willing to speak to the government on their behalf, provided that the government's willing to speak to them, if they get the word that they're going to have the conversation, and if they put the word out and say that, look, we can retreat. We can go back home
But
again.
what's
The
the
people
win,
will do what they're
Rebecca?
told.
What's
People will
your?
listen.
I don't know. I don't agree. But anyway, what's the win, though? You know, like what is
The win
what?
is that the people get to be heard. That's what they want. The people want to be
Yeah,
heard.
but we need to
And
be able
as
to
my
fill up
own colleague
our.
has mentioned
Yeah.
before, Mary T says, well, the government wants your vote, but they don't want your voice.
Yes, but my
So
point
the
is,
people must speak, and they have to speak loudly.
I was speaking to a carer yesterday who takes home less than 300 quid a week. Working huge hours, you know, her fuel bills increased by 200 per month. You know, being listened to is not going to fill the tank. My point is what is the resolution? What does the government need to do, in your view, to satisfy the anger and to get people to cease this protest?
Well, it's very simple. They've got to speak to the people. They've got to speak to the people who are standing out there, protesting. There's enough of them up there. But the two men that I have seen, if they are spoken to and the message gets through and they're willing to negotiate, that's all it's going to take. But they can't ignore the people. They can't ignore the people anymore.
Deputy Charles Ward, what is what? I mean, really, what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing any. I'm not really hearing any conversation with a view to resolving this. What I'm actually hearing is a battle for the public relations, if the truth be told, in terms of trying to control the narrative of what is going on in this country. But what's your view?
Well, John Garrity would be one of the people who were rolled out on TV for the protesters. And basically, they had a meeting in Portlaoise, and within the confines of this meeting, there were names put forward, and John was one of them. Mr. Garrity went on Virgin One 2 nights ago on the Tonight Show. And you could see by the tone in the room that there's it's how dare you come here and inconvenience us, you know? And I just found it very poor journalism, to tell you the truth. And then yesterday on prime time, where he's on prime time again, and he's basically saying that, look, the people are speaking here. But then you have a minister, Timmy Dooley, who is sitting less than 6 foot away, going, I'm not aware of anybody going at separated interview. And you could just tell this is a PR stunt, that there's a separation going on here, and that they will all go into these meetings today with the IFA, the Irish Farmers Association, and the Road Haulers Association, because these organisations are for the lorry drivers and the farmers who are at the top end of the scale, but there's been the people underneath, the contractors who are servicing these industries, who have been left behind.
Like what and about, now the, what about who speaks for the inshore fishermen? Who speaks for the carers? Who speaks for the taxi drivers? Who speaks for the school bus drivers? Go ahead.
I understand this. I totally understand this. But this is an organic movement that has sprung from frustration. And this will, there'll be more to come if they keep on going the way they're going, because our carers are at the pin of their collars. Our fishermen, especially in Donegal, our industry's been destroyed. And what they do is they strip us of everything, and then they give you a little bit back and say, be thankful for it. It's not good enough.
What do you think the government will do? Do you think they will make any concession on the amount of tax, or in fact maybe use some of the rainy day fund, the 1.5 billion that they've put away so far this year, which if spread over every litre of fuel sold over 2026 would see a 33 cent reduction per litre at the, that's the very lowest, that's the very lowest amount. You know, that 1.6 has already been put away for 2041, right? So will they use that and see a proper reduction in every litre of fuel that's sold?
If you look at it from a political point of view, the government now have, the way they've handled this and the way they've treated these protesters and the way they've weaponized it, basically threatening them with the army, this is a damage limitation for them now. So no matter what they come forward with, there's a certain element where they're going to be weakened. And they know this. They've handled this horrendously, and now they're basically, if they do not do the right thing by the people, there will be, this will continue, and then you're going to see absolute chaos prevail over the next few weeks if they keep on going the way they're going. And it's about seeing you've made a mistake and acknowledging the mistake, but the government won't do that because there is an arrogance in there that can be seen. And the way that these protesters have been treated, they're not criminals. They have the right to protest, and threatening them with the army, it says it all. I was absolutely disgusted yesterday when I seen this.
There's something else going on as well that people may observe. I'm not necessarily saying it's the case, but you'll see very senior government ministers now trying to suggest that it's nefarious people that are organising these events, that it's far right or it's anti-COVID or it's this, that and thon. And the idea is that you then sort of get regular folk, in inverted commas, dispersing because they don't necessarily want to be associated or what have you. And that's what I'm talking about, the PR battle. There's a lot of that going on surreptitiously, and some of it not so surreptitiously.
The Irish people again, Greg, it's very, very unfair. They're trying to put a muzzle on the Irish people and not allow them to speak. And that is not good enough.
Paddy,
people have to be heard. Yeah, they are entitled to their opinion, and they have got to be heard. And we are the people who vote for those in government. And like, Charlie, you'll know yourself, when the people power get up and when people's backs are against the wall, they will come and they will speak out.
But we've got to realise something. As people, especially people from Donegal, there is a divide and conquer that is always put out there. And particularly with this, with what's going on now, there's the Irish Road Hauliers Association. They cannot just go, I'm all right, Jack, and leave everybody else behind. They have members who are struggling and who need help. And today, now, when they go in for negotiations, I hope Mr. Garrity is part of that group that goes in at half fun, because it goes to show you what can be done and what needs to be done going forward. We cannot allow situations like this to happen. There has to be clear dialogue. And you could see it yesterday. There were certain backbenchers within Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael that were on social media that were going through protests that were getting heckled, and they were trying to explain the situation. And you could see the pressure was building. And this is the way it has to be going forward.